Welcome to Cloud 9, the Netmoms podcast mini-series brought to you by LD Mamiya, created specially for those quiet, early hours of parenthood. If you're listening now with a baby in your arms, maybe in the middle of the night, maybe running on very little sleep, this one's for you. Cloud 9 is here to remind you that you're not alone. I'm Louise Burke and I'm the editorial director of Netmoms, and during this special series, I'll be chatting to some of our favourite well-known mums about the highs and lows of those early days. Because we know parenting can be messy and magical all at once, and we're all in this together. That's what Netmoms is here for. We're here to help. I mean, we even give away free Aldi Mamiya newborn nappies to new mums. Go to netmoms.com now. Today I'm joined by Lucy Fallon, Coronation Street actress, mum of two little ones. We love Lucy's honest approach to motherhood and follow her stories on the realities of life after birth on social. Lucy and her partner Ryan welcomed their second baby, Nancy, earlier this year. She's joining us to talk about how life has changed now that she's a mum of two, what the first few weeks with Nancy have been really like while juggling two-year-old Sunny, and how she's balancing it all. Lucy, welcome to Cloud 9. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, we're here to talk about all things motherhood, but in those early days. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got two very small ones yourself, including Nancy, who you welcomed to the world this year. Congratulations yes. on Nancy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And she's soon to turn one, isn't she?
Yeah, she'll be turning one in January, which is crazy because it feels like about 3 minutes ago that I was pregnant.
I bet it does. And about 3 minutes before that, you were pregnant with Sunny as well,
exactly,
weren't you?
Yeah.
You had them close together.
I know. I've not done things by half, really. Yeah, they both, I've got them there thick and fast, you know. But yeah, so first we had Sunny in 2023, in January 2023, and then basically 2 years later, Nancy was born in January 2025. So yeah, quite a small age gap. I feel like I've spent quite a lot of time either pregnant, breastfeeding, or sort of just looking after.
Changing nappies.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you always plan to have two babies close together or?
No. Both of them really weren't planned, sorry to say to them. But they just kind of happened. And it was quite daunting, really, because I didn't plan on being pregnant that quickly after having Sunny, especially because I'd sort of only just come back to work at Corrie. Yep. And then I was kind of telling the producer about 9 months after coming back that I'm pregnant. I am more so going to be leaving again. So I was really worried about that, but that was all fine. And then I ended up having Nancy. But in a way, it's quite nice because I feel like we've kind of done it now. I don't plan on having any more. And even though it's been hard, the age gap is difficult. And I'll be the first to admit that I have found it hard. I thought I was going to kind of breeze through the second one, but I've found, because I sort of felt like I breezed through the first time, but this second one, I found the two of them quite, just the age gap. Just quite difficult.
Yeah, very close together.
Yeah, really close together. But I'm slowly starting to see it's like getting slightly easier now. So I'm excited to see them sort of as they get older, their closeness.
Yeah. So you've got, obviously, just said, two very small kids in the house. Both of you are working as well. Yeah. What does that look like in your household? I'm picturing I'm picturing chaos in a good way, in a happy, lovely, joyful way.
Yeah, it is. It is real chaos. It takes a lot of like strategic planning because my schedule is really complicated. Like, we sort of don't find out until Friday what we're going to be working the following week. You do get a rough schedule a little bit in advance, but it's really hard. And then Ryan's schedule is also quite up and down, and he has to travel to Huddersfield. We live like more Liverpool way. I have to travel to Manchester. So it's quite complicated. Luckily, we have quite a lot of help with Ryan's mum and dad and my mum and dad when they're able to help as well. But we also have to put them in nursery. Sunny's been going to nursery for a little bit, and just 2 days, and Nancy started going for the 2 days when I went back to work, which I found really hard because it felt like she was so small and stuff.
How old was she then?
She was 6 months when she went, and it was the same. It's the same nursery that Sunny goes to, so we know all of the people that work there and everything. And it's a nursery, and Sunny is like loves it, and he's like fine there. But yeah, it just felt like, oh, this feels so soon. But it's just the way that we've had to do it.
Yeah, it's life. Yeah,
we can't rely on grandparents and stuff all the time. No. Everybody works. Like my mum and dad still work full time. Ryan's mum and dad work. So yeah, it's just been a juggle. It's been a juggle.
Oh, how we love the juggle.
I know.
So let's take us, if you can take us back to those early days when you brought let's focus on Nancy this year, when you brought her back home in those early days. How did that feel like? Because obviously you had Sunny at home already and you had him to look after and give plenty of attention to as well. But you had this lovely bundle of Nancy as well in your arm.
Yeah. So obviously the best feeling ever, coming home, you've got a new baby and it's just gorgeous. But I did find the fact that we had Sunny as well hard, and it was quite a weird situation for me because of Ryan's job. He didn't get any time off. So I think I gave birth on the Saturday night, and by the Monday, Ryan was back in work. So that kind of, my mum came, she was there, she took the week off to help me out. But that was really hard. And I remember feeling, I kept trying not to cry every time he was going to work. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're leaving me. And I just found the fact that Sunny, because Sunny still felt like a baby. I mean, he was a baby. He wasn't even two, because he's two at the end of January. And I just found that age gap really, really difficult at the beginning. And, you know, Sunny needs my attention. He needs me. He still is in nappies. He still feels like a really small baby. And also when I first had Nancy, Sunny was really poorly as well. So that like threw that into the mix.
Another spanner
in the works. Yeah. So he was like extra needing me. But I tried to make it so that nothing really changed for Sunny, and he still had me as much as I was like available. I was breastfeeding at the time, so obviously that added another thing into it. But I tried to, Nancy can be put down, and I'll put Nancy down here and I'll deal with whatever you need. I tried to make it so that nothing really changed for him, because he found it really weird at first. I think he was a bit like, when is this baby leaving?
Who is this?
And when is she going away? So, it was just trying to find like our feet and find, and it does come. I mean, after like a few weeks, it was like, right, okay, we're in more into the swing of things now. I think we're really lucky because we do have quite a lot of help with grandparents and everything. I really wanted to be able to do it also myself, because I knew there comes a point where you don't have that help as much anymore, because people's lives continue as normal. So I felt like quite quickly I wanted to be right. I need to be on my own with them, because this is what it's going to be like, because Ryan's working, you all work also, and you do get into the swing of things. It's just a lot harder with two.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I guess when you have your first one, when you put the baby down to sleep, people will say to you, don't they, sleep when the baby sleeps, catch up when you sleep when the baby sleeps. And quite often you don't, because you go, actually, I'll do the washing and I'll do something else and I'll sterilise the bottles and all that sort of stuff. But there is that option to maybe like put your feet up when the baby sleeps. But when there's another one or two in the picture, when you've got the baby, it is a slightly different story, isn't it?
And I think that was the thing. I think I obviously found for the first time hard, but I also felt like I had time as well. When I look back, I had the time because I was able to do the things like wash the clothes and do this and do that. But then I think when you have two, especially when they're so close together, it becomes a bit more complicated to do all of that, and it feels like you don't get as much time, and it's like you're not able to just nap.
And in
the last like bit of being pregnant as well, I found that I was like, oh, my first pregnancy when I was like 39 weeks, I was able to just lie on this sofa, but
not when you got another one around. So I love I follow you on social media, and I love all your very sort of real takes on motherhood on socials that you present, which is great. So you're there in your fluffy dressing gown or your PJs or like having just sofa cuddles and stuff, and that's really lovely. How do you what I want to ask is, how do you get going when you're on your own in the morning? You mentioned your partner leaving to go to work, and if your mum and dad aren't around to help, or your in-laws aren't around to help, and you're a bit like, don't leave me, and you're there and saying goodbye to your partner on the doorstep with your days are all stained on the front with Weetabix or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And what's your tip, would you say? What's your hack to like, right, I'm going to get going? Or do you not bother? Do you go, you know what, I'm going to go easy on myself, and if I stay in my PJs till midday, that's then so be it.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think the key is to not put so much pressure on yourself to have to get up, get dressed, go and do this, right, we need to go here. I didn't do that. I just was like, if the three of us, me, Sunny and Nancy, are going to stay in what we went to bed in for the rest of the day, then so be it. Because it's hard, and it's hard to just be able to say, right, I'm going to get up now. We're all going to get dressed. We're all going to get in the car. We're all going to go here. Everything feels, in those early days, in those first few weeks, everything feels like such a task. And, you know, you're recovering from birth. You're either up all night breastfeeding or bottle feeding, making bottles, like nappy changes in the night, and then you're up early because you've got another one, or you're up early because your baby's up early. And I don't think that you should feel the need to, right, we need to get this day going and we need to do something. And I think, like, I found that Sunny actually quite liked it. He liked just being in the house. Playing with his toys and stuff. And actually, when I look back now, even though at the time I probably thought, oh my God, this is intense and this is hard. And I did find it hard. But I think when I look back now, it was nice. And it was nice to be able to just say, we're just gonna stay here all day, because we don't get as many of those days now that we're sort of 10 months down the line.
When you're on the go and you're going to nursery or a playgroup and things like that.
And it's like, right, we've got to go here. We're going here now. We're going to my mum's this weekend. Like, I've got to go to work. There's so many things that happen now. Yeah. And I think it's actually nice to look back on those sort of early weeks where it was a bit slower. Well, it was a lot slower, and you just feel in your like little cocoon and in a little bubble. And you never, ever get that time back either.
So I think
to slow down and just do what you're doing is nice.
And of course you need, like, it really is important actually to slow down, because if you've had a night of feeds where you've been up sort of varies from baby to baby. Sometimes it's just one or two feeds, but some people are feeding around the clock through the night, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Do you have any, how was it for you through the night?
With Nancy, I was breastfeeding and bottle feeding. So I did a little combination of both. In the night, I was solely breastfeeding, mainly because I didn't want to get up and have to make a bottle, and I just found breastfeeding so much easier. But it meant that she was feeding quite consistently through the night, and I found that we would end up sort of co-sleeping with each other. And again, when I look back at that, I think, oh, like, that was such like, it's just such a nice time. And I think sometimes you don't think it at the time. And but now she's
in a row. So tired. You know, you've carried a baby for nine months, carried a baby, given birth to a baby, and now you're feeding a baby.
And now you're feeding the baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was kind of quite regularly breastfeeding throughout the night.
I think that comes with breastfeeding.
And because I did the same thing with Sunny, and I exclusively breastfed Sunny for longer. He didn't have a bottle until a bit later on, but I knew with Nancy I wanted to introduce the bottle because I knew I was going to be going back to work, and also that I was going to be on my own with two children quite a lot. So I felt like I needed the bottle to be able to pass her over to somebody else, and so that's how we kind of did it. But the first few weeks of quite intense, and I think it's always like, I think they say it's always like the second or third day after you get home from the hospital, and I remember it particularly more with Sunny than I do with Nancy. I feel like there's moments with Sunny that I really remember more than with Nancy, even though it wasn't that long ago, just because I think with Nancy it's been a bit more of a blur because it has been so busy. But I do remember a particular time with Sunny. I think it was like on the second day, the second night we were home, and he just would not settle, and I was feeding him constantly, and I was just sobbing, and I was like, I can't is this what it's going to be like forever? And I think I was like, I can't believe it. And then all of a sudden it gets easier, and it gets, and you know, they have little longer stretches, and so then they go back, they revert back, and sometimes they don't. But yeah, I think those nights again, like I remember I used to sit on like chats and forums and sort of read about like what other mums were saying, and it was quite nice like to think, oh, there's loads of people, everybody's going through the same thing right now. Or like I'd put something on my story at like 4 a.m. being like, is anybody else awake? And like 300 people would be like, yeah, me, I'm awake. I've been awake for about 3 hours doing the same thing. And then you're like, oh, okay, we're all doing the same thing.
So in those moments, you liked the connection with others and knowing that you weren't alone and there was others going through the same thing.
Yeah, and I had other friends and mum friends also who were like in the same situation as me, who were breastfeeding or bottle feeding up in the night. And I found comfort in knowing like, we get each other. We're on the same page. Yeah. I'm not alone in this situation. I think that's quite nice as well, because I think sometimes in those early days you can feel quite lonely and feel like, especially as the mum, I think sometimes it does feel like, especially when it's you feeding, it feels like it can be all on you. So it's nice to have the confirmation that other people are going through the same thing and are with you. It's like a little... Yeah. Community connection. It's quite nice.
Yeah, no, it feels nice when you're on it together. So every mum experiences that mix of joy and overwhelm in those early days talked about. Did you find anything especially tough this time with having Sunny already and now you've got Nancy to deal with? Was it the balancing act?
Yeah, I think it was. It was. I also felt guilty. I felt guilty when I looked at Sunny and I was feeding Nancy. I would feel like, oh, I'm not giving him enough attention, or I need to. I was so like in my brain set on making sure that nothing really changed for Sunny, which looking back is a bit silly because obviously a lot was changing for Sunny and a lot was changing for everyone. But I remember feeling just guilty and feeling like, oh, like I feel bad that we have brought this baby into your life when everything was just, you were just toddling along with mum and dad, and my attention felt split.
Did he play up at all, or?
He did a little bit. We had a little bit in the first couple of weeks. We had just quite handsy moments. He was quite, you know, trying to get our attention by being a little bit rougher with Nancy. I think obviously we kind of nipped that in the bud quite quickly, but his behavior changed slightly. Yeah, I did notice. And I think he then gravitated more to Ryan. And I remember getting upset because I would go to change his nappy and he'd say like, no, I want daddy to do it. And it was things like that. Right. And I felt like, oh no, I felt like you see me as I'm looking after her. I'm looking after Nancy. And so I'm not going to be doing the same things for you. But again, that just changes. That's just his sort of way of navigating the situation as well. And now I'm his favorite person ever at the moment. Mm. But that's just the way that they change. And some next week, dad or granddad, he's like obsessed with granddad as well. So it just changes all the time. But yeah, I found that difficult. I found that quite overwhelming. Just the sense of guilt that I felt, which I think quite a lot of people feel the same way, like that I've spoken to, and really, like, you've given them each other, which is an amazing thing. But at that time, in those early days,
it's new to them.
And I felt guilty. I felt like I'd really changed his like world upside down. When in reality, that's not true. And he loves her. He absolutely loves her.
Yeah. I think when we're overtired as well, it's quite, in those moments, sometimes you let those negative thoughts come in, guilt or failure, when actually you're doing an amazing, amazing thing. You've like brought two humans into the world and you're feeding them. But I think, you know, we all have times where we suffer from that sort of feeling
of overwhelm.
Like,
it's the hormones and everything and how you feel after you've given birth and everything sort of regulating itself and going back to what it was like before. But then there is no going back to what it was like before.
No,
you just evolve as it goes on. And I think it was like Hailey Bieber or something said something recently about how there is no going back to like who you were before, but actually who you are now is like a better version of yourself. And I do feel like that as well. I feel like a better version of myself.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So you've got your birthday, I think, this week, haven't you?
Thursday.
30
on Thursday.
So you've had two kids in your 20s.
Yes.
Which in these sort of modern times that we live in is seen as, you know, fairly young to have kids. I noticed that Molly May spoke a few days back as well about how she's had a baby young and maybe, you know, she thinks that maybe she should have waited and just had a bit of time, just her and her partner before having a baby. I don't think she's saying that entirely, but, you know, it's a thought. Was it having babies young always something that you wanted?
And actually, me and Ryan hadn't been together for that long before I got pregnant with Sunny. We'd only been together for a year and a half. Yeah, about a year and a half before I was pregnant with Sunny. And I think that was never the plan. I was never somebody that was like, oh, I'm going to have kids young. I'd never really. I've got loads of nephews. So I've always been around babies and children. Yeah. And so it's never been something that I've been like, I want kids, like, straight away. I knew I always wanted them in the future, but it wasn't like the immediate future when me and Ryan were first together. But I think we spoke about this recently because of Ryan's job and his career. It's quite short, and, you know, when he's 35 or whatever, he'll probably retire.
Right.
But he doesn't have so much time in this time to go and do those things. So the things that we probably want to experience as a couple that we haven't yet done, we'll do once Ryan
later.
Is finished.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. We've just kind of done it the other way around. And actually, I feel like we've had children quite young and also like quite early into our relationship, but it's made our relationship so much stronger and so much better. And I think like we're closer than ever because of them as well. And then I think in the future, when we've kind of got out of this baby phase and the kids are a little bit older, we can do all of the things that we sort of missed out on in the first years of our relationship, yeah, because we couldn't have really done those things anyway because of commitments to
yeah,
careers and yeah, stuff like yeah, that. So actually, it's worked out quite well for us.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I just think it's, yeah, like we've kind of, we've done it now. We've got a yeah, boy and a girl, like we're not planning on having any more. Mm-hmm. And now we're just sort of on the home
straight.
I don't
trust you two saying you're not having any more. You keep,
I know, nobody does.
Out all these unplanned babies.
Nobody does. Honestly, everyone's like, yeah, whatever. I know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll wait for the next piece of news in the papers.
Yeah.
We've talked about guilt and sometimes pressure to do everything right. But there's also a feeling sometimes that there's quite a bit of pressure on mums. I hate the phrase bounce back, but there's a pressure sometimes on to present ourselves as back to normal, you know, back in the working world, back to normal. Yeah. This is me. I mean, we've said before on your grid, you look stunning in so many of your pictures as well. I think also probably a positive of being a younger mum as well. Oh. you're just a bit more stretchy and stretched back into shape. But how do you feel about motherhood and playing out being a mum and a new mum when you are on social media, you're in the public eye, but I assume you also follow lots of people on social media and scroll through various accounts as well. Do you ever suffer from comparison syndrome with other mother influencers or celebrity mums? Or are you quite good at self-regulating that?
I think definitely the first time, I think after having Sunny, I hadn't really felt, obviously because I'd never been pregnant before, but I'd never really felt that sort of pressure to look a certain way or to get my body back. I didn't know what that meant. And I think after I'd had Sunny, I kind of saw different influencers or people on social media that like looked unreal after having a baby, like quite quickly. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I really don't look like that. At all.
And by the way, I really don't agree with anyone judging anyone on what they look like after having a baby. At all.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I don't really look like that. And then this time round, I feel like I put loads more pressure on myself to bounce back.
We need to ban that phrase.
No, I hate that phrase.
Feel me again. Feel me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt much more pressure to do it this time. And I think I can only sort of see that now later on, as it's later on. But I feel like I even felt the pressure when I was pregnant. I felt the last few weeks of being pregnant. Yeah. I kept thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have this baby soon and I need to start thinking about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to, what I'm going to do after. And obviously, I feel quite weird about that now because obviously that is not the thing that anybody should be thinking about. Yeah. No. And I think, I don't know whether it was because I knew I was going to be going back to work quite soon, so I knew I was going to be on screen and... So, yeah, I felt it a lot more this time. And I think I've also done a lot more to try and get back to feeling myself, because I think it took me quite a while after Sunny to feel like myself again, because I didn't really do anything. I didn't exercise or anything after for a while. And I think it wasn't until just before I found out I was pregnant with Nancy, which was like a year and a bit after having Sunny, that I felt like me again. So then when I found out I was pregnant with Nancy, it was a bit of a shock to the system because I thought, I have only just started to feel like myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm pregnant again. And And which is sad in a way, because I thought, oh my God, I feel like I've just got like my body back to how it used to be. And now I'm going to be pregnant again. And which is so sad in a way to think that like that's how our brains think.
Yeah, are wired, yeah.
To think, oh, like, what's my body going to be like after having a second baby? And I think that is why this time it's been so important to me to feel like myself again. But it's just, it's so much harder, I think. Your body obviously changes because you've grown a human being, and everything changes, you know, your boobs, literally every single part of you changes. Mm. And instead of worrying about that, we need to embrace the fact that we have grown a human being, we've taken care of a human being, they're healthy and everything. And that's the most important thing. But it is weird how I felt so much more pressure this time. And I think now that I can see that, and I can see, like, oh yeah, that is how I felt. But it's just not the most important thing. And I wish I could tell myself that now, 10 months on, that you just chill, just calm down.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to go to Pilates in another year's time.
Exactly. No, I know. Instead of popping Pilates like they're M&Ms at the moment.
Because also, if you're up all night as well, your body's tired, right?
Yeah.
And like we said, with you know what you've put your body through, it needs to recover as well. Yeah. It's important that it recovers, especially when you've been having two babies close together as well.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So we all we were talking the other day amongst the mums in the office, but those new mum moments where you do they feel like huge moments at the time, but then you laugh later about something that you achieved or something silly you did to have a small win one day. Is there anything from those early days where, as a new mum, you might have, I don't know, really been proud of yourself or something, but actually you look back and go, oh my God.
I think one of the biggest ones for me was getting them both in the car. So I...
which huge mum win. One of the top 10.
It's a real big one. So I remember the first time that I did it, I think I was only going to my mum's house, and I remember being like, right, how do I do this? Do I get the toddler in first so that he's like strapped down? Do I carry...
The amount of strategic thinking that goes on.
Yeah, and also then it was all the stuff, because we were going to stay at my mum for the night. So it was all the stuff as well. So like, I was like, right, I'm going to put the baby in the car seat, get all of the things in the car. The toddler's over there. Right, now I'm going to get the toddler in the car, strap him in, then get the baby, the seat in the car. And then I was like, oh my God, I've done it. And then I thought, oh, the dog. Then get the dog, put the dog in the car. And then I was like, oh my God, I've done it. They're in the car. We've gone. I might have left the door unlocked, but we've gone. We've done it. And I remember being like, wow, that was
so
amazing.
Proud of myself.
What I've just done is amazing.
I can go for a lie down now.
I'll just zone out as I'm driving. But yeah, the car is a big one.
Yeah. And you mentioned obviously going away for the night to your mum's and things like that. But did you find in those early days moments where you could sort of look after yourself as well? And how did you do that if you did find those moments? Not everyone does, but you did.
I know. I think that they were quite few and far between. But I think it was the biggest thing for me was probably having my mum there. Or when Ryan was home, being able to go and have a bath or just go and have a long shower on my own without somebody bringing a baby upstairs, like, the baby's crying now. I think having my mum or Ryan when he was home from work there to be able to go and have like a nice bubble bath.
Is a
moment. I always did my skincare as well. I always did it.
That was your thing.
That was my thing. Like when we went up to bed, Ryan would
cleanse,
have Nancy.
Tone.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan would be with Nancy. Sonny would be in his own bed. And I would have that like 15 minutes or whatever, maybe not even that, 10 minutes to do my skincare, because that was like, I am just taking this little 10
care
minutes.
Care of yourself. Yeah, it's your self-care routine.
Yeah, because I do my skincare every night, and that's what I did. So I suppose that is one of them. I did make sure that I did that for myself every day.
I used to say to friends when I had a second pregnancy, and I said, don't get me any more candles. I've got so many candles from the first baby. But I used to say, posh shower gel is like the new candle. So like a really lovely shower gel, because I'd never had time for a bath because I had twins. So it's always a shower.
Oh, wow.
So that to me was like, the big win for me was like a really lovely shower with some really nice smelling shower gel. Yeah. I was like, yeah, the Radox took a back seat and we got some nice.
The Radox has been binned. We've got the Bi-Rado shower gel.
Exactly. And how does, amongst all the chaos, I know you say Ryan works and sort of and is away with work quite a bit, but how does he support you as a partner through all this?
Chaos. Yeah, he is amazing. He is really supportive. And I think a big thing he did was kind of take the reins with Sunny, even though I really tried my best to do as much as I could with Sunny. He sorted everything. He would put him to bed and do everything with Sunny. He would take him out. And that was quite nice as well, because then I could just have some time, just me and Nancy, and also sleep, because newborns sleep quite a lot in the day, not in really in the night.
No,
but in
so
the
you
day.
Can have a little... Cat nap.
So I can have a little nap. But he's an amazing dad, and he's really, I hate that word hands-on as well, because it's like, well, they are your children.
He is a dad.
He is a dad. But he's stuck in. He's just what he is supposed to be. I feel like we give them praise for doing a job that they are supposed to do. It's a 50-50 thing, even though I know that it's not all the time, because sometimes as a mum, you do feel like the default parent.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that sometimes, but he does his fair share of the work, and that's how it should be. So I don't think that they should get praised for that. Sorry, Ryan, you're not being praised
being
by me. Yeah, you're just being a dad. That's what it is. They're both our children and we both look after them. But he is, and he's particularly good with Sunny. Him and Sunny are besties. They've got a good bond, yeah. But then you can tell, I think as soon as Nancy starts, like she is doing already, and you can see, and I'm thinking, you two, don't be thinking that you can have the same as them. Nancy,
don't leave me out. I put all the work in those early days.
It's not three against one here, but it's definitely going to happen, because it happened with Sunny. Daddy's boys and girls, that's what they turn into.
When you start becoming a parent, and that starts from the moment you sort of fall pregnant, I think, obviously that the whole journey is full of surprises, but is there anything still today that surprises you about motherhood?
I think it's the fact that you can't just go and do stuff. I know that was kind of a given, but I don't think I ever thought about that before. Like when I was pregnant with Sunny, I never thought about, you know, just going to get your nails done or just pop into the shop. You can't do things. And especially now, it's like, we've got no milk, right? I need to take you to the shop. And then I'm looking at them both thinking, how am I doing that? How am I taking you both to the shop? Mm-hmm. I think that surprises me every day. I don't know why, I just forget that I can't, it's hard work trying to just do things, especially when you're on your own. I think
do really normal things.
Just normal things. You can't, and I've struggled with that at first with Sunny, just popping to get your nails done, or doing the thing like, right, I need to get my hair done. Okay, but somebody's gonna have to look after him for like 5 hours, because that's how long it takes to get your hair done. It's all things like that. I used to take them both to the hairdressers with me until they got bigger and would move around, because at first the newborns, it's like, again, you can just hold them, put them down. But I think it's things like that, and I still still get surprised by that now, I think. I'll just go to the shop. No, I won't, because I can't with you two. We'll just have to order it. We'll order the milk.
I know, I was just going to say, there is always Uber Eats or something.
Yeah, we'll just have to deliver some whole milk. Ridiculous.
And just thinking about your career and obviously the balance of that with motherhood as well, because you've had an incredible acting career in Coronation Street that has spanned, what, a decade now?
Yeah, it'll be 11 years in January.
Yeah. And now you're a working mum of two kids and with a fully-fledged career. How do you see the balance of work and life panning out for you? Like, has now you're in it and you're in that juggling that balance, has your attitude towards work changed, or what you feel that you can aspire to have changed? How do you feel about that balance?
I think if anything, it's made me feel like I want to do more and achieve more and say yes to more things, say yes to more opportunities. Because I think, if anything, I, at the moment and in a few years to come, I will be the role model for my children. And although I want to be present and there for all of the moments, I also want to show them that you can do things and achieve things, and I'm not just a mum. That's the thing. I feel like I've always felt like that. I have a lot of different things going on. I have a lot of interesting things about me than the fact that I am just a mum. And obviously, that is one of my most important roles, if not the most important roles. However, my career is also important to me. So I think I am just, if anything, I want to say yes to more opportunities and do more things, because I want them to one day be like, oh my God, wow, you did that. And that's amazing. And I want to feel like I can make them proud in some way. And I think I've done amazing things. I've done like loads of amazing things, but I also want to carry that on. I don't want to just, you know, and it's also my career. I don't know when this could end at any point. It's not guaranteed.
Where it could go next.
Exactly. It's not guaranteed that they won't kill me off next year or whatever. You just don't know. So I just feel like I've also got to grab the opportunities as well and keep going. So yeah, I think it's a good role model to my children as well, to show that I've carried on.
Yeah.
I'm carrying on.
Keep going.
Keep going.
You mentioned then about those, not missing those milestone moments. We've called this podcast the Cloud Nine podcast, because it's sort of celebrating those, without sounding too cheesy, magical moments, those precious moments. Could you recall some of those moments in those early days, or even something that happened this week, where between the kids, what have they said to you, or what have they said to each other, that's made your heart like just swell and reminded you why you've become a mum?
Yeah, Sonny has recently become he's become really, really kind and nice to Nancy. And if she starts crying and I'm doing something, he said the other day, "Don't worry, mummy's coming back in a minute." And I was just like, "Oh, Sonny." That is because obviously it. I must say that. I must say like, "Oh, it's okay, mummy's coming back in a minute." So he's picked that up and he'll like stroke her head.
Got that security.
Okay, mummy's coming back in a minute. And I was just like, Sonny, that is just unbelievable. I thought, wow, that's just so cute. And then he'll snatch his Lightning McQueen car off her and say, "You can't play with that." And then okay, never mind. But we take it when we see it. Just the nice moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you were to talk to a younger Lucy who was coming home with a newborn from hospital and heading home with that newborn in the car seat, and what would you say to the younger Lucy in those early days?
I would say, don't put too much pressure on yourself to try and find yourself again. Enjoy the now, because in 10 months time, she's going to be crawling and it's going to go by like that. For both of them, it's going to go by like that. And I think just don't put pressure on yourself to be a certain way or to look a certain way, and just enjoy it and soak it all in, because it just goes by so quickly. Yeah. And next, they're 3 and 1 and then that's it. Mm. And it's over. That like
just
baby.
Keep growing.
It's over.
Those early days are it's such a small window. It's just an intense small window, isn't it?
Yeah, and when you're in it and it's hard, you think it's going to last forever, because it's the most important thing in the world that is going on to you at that moment, and you think it's going to last forever. And they're only newborns for 8 weeks. That is such a short window of time. And then straight away they start smiling and laughing, and then it just progresses and progresses and progresses until, you know, if you could see a picture of them when they're first born to a year later, it's huge. Mm. It's like the most amount of growing. And
I'd say my camera roll is probably populated with pictures taken from that first year. I mean, so many sleeping baby pictures. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with that. But in that first year, like you say, there's so much change. I think those early days as well almost felt like a parallel universe that you, that, you know, you sort of, that you mentioned before, that time of being in that sort of cocoon, which is so lovely. But I guess it can be interpreted as feeling a little bit isolated for some people if they're used to being around, like at work, around their people or friends. But I think it's important what you said, like it's such a special time that you're never ever, nothing's ever going to match that time ever again.
Never.
It's unless you have another baby, Lucy.
I can't see it. Oh, honestly, Louise, I cannot see it.
Next January.
it's January. February. I'm like, just pop another one out. But I think that it's such a euphoric time that you will never ever experience anything that's similar again. I think that genuinely, this sounds quite crazy and what I'm about to say, but the actual like birth for me makes me sad that I'm not gonna like get that experience again. Nothing will ever come close to that. And those first, even the first week after, where you're not really sleeping, but like people are coming round to see your baby and everything feels like it's the most important thing in the world, and it's kind of like everything else has stood still around. Even though
you don't read the news and you don't you don't know what music's happening and things like that. It's just you're so focused, aren't you?
This is the most important thing, and nothing ever will come close to that experience ever again. And so I think if anybody is listening who is about to become a mum or is about to become a mum again, I think it's just so important to, I know everybody says it and it feels really cringe and cliche, but you just need to cherish those first moments and those first few weeks, because I cannot physically believe that for me was 10 months ago. I can't believe it, because it feels like a minute ago. And it wasn't, and it just goes by so quickly, and you can never get it back. That's it.
No, I know. But you have got a gazillion pictures on your camera roll, though.
Loads of videos.
Which over the years, like for me and my eldest is 30 now, like all those moments keep showing up, and you sort of go, oh my God, they were so
even
cute.
Videos of me giving birth and pictures of me giving birth. Because I said to Ryan the second time, because I didn't have any pictures because I was like taken to theatre and stuff with Sonny, but I said this next time I want, if everything's going fine, I want videos and I want pictures of me actually giving birth, because it's become such a blur that you can't remember it. And sometimes I'll just go back and watch those videos and see those pictures, and you can literally see the span of like the whole thing happening,
because it's amazing. Us women can do.
Yeah,
and just going back to what you were saying about that connection and community, it's like it's amazing what us women can do, and that's where we that we've got this instant connection with each other because we've all done it and we've all been there. We've all been through that initiation process in those early days and, you know, the long nights and the sleepless nights.
It is nice that, like, I always instantly feel that when I meet somebody who's a mom and, like, you're talking about your kids or whatever, and I'm like, well done. Yeah. We're in the club. We're in the same club. We've given birth. How unreal are we? And we're great children. We're amazing.
Lucy, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today. And it was lovely talking to you about your little ones.
It's been lovely to chat. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great to hear all those stories as well.
Thank you. No, that was lovely. Gotta feel all emotional now. I need to go home and hug my baby. Thank you so much.
Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today and for being so open about the highs and lows of life as a new mum of two. To everyone listening, whether you're up feeding, winding, or finally grabbing a quiet moment, remember you're not alone in this. We're all figuring it out together. If you'd like to read more from Lucy's chat, head over to netmums.com where you'll also find tips, advice and your chance to claim a free pack of Aldi Mamiya newborn nappies. Cloud9 is brought to you by Aldi Mamiya, the award-winning baby range, loved by parents and proud to support yours.